When cases run cold, detectives turn to the public for help. You never know who could be holding the missing pieces of the puzzle. It could be you. It's time for the Justice Shuffle with Jolynn Thomas.
On June 14th, 1981, 14-year-old Linda Smith, her 9-year-old brother Ben, and their mother Noreen left their Pocatello home on an adventure. They headed to Idaho Falls to find the perfect puppy. It was a wonderful day, and nothing could have prepared them for the fact that what started out as such a glorious day would take an unthinkable and ugly turn. After they got back to Pocatello, Noreen went out with some friends, and Linda was babysitting Ben, something she had done many times before. It was a typical evening. They spent time together watching TV, and then Ben fell asleep in the recliner, and Linda went back to the bedroom. The house was quiet and peaceful, but unfortunately, it didn't stay that way. At about 2 a.m., something happened that woke Ben up. And that was the moment that the nightmare began. And nothing would ever be the same again.
I received a bump next to the recliner that I was sleeping in. And I looked up and I saw somebody with my sister in his arms. One arm wrapped around her waist and the other one around her mouth. And she was trying to scream and it was muffled. By the time I realized what was going on, they had reached the back door, which was right next to the chair I was sitting in. And that's when I went outside and saw him behind the house with her and tried to help her get away from him. And he got a hold of me somehow and pushed me down into the bushes and said, "Get away or you're gonna get hurt." By the time I got out of the bushes that were behind the house, They had taken her, gone. There was a vehicle in the alleyway behind the house. We were across the alley from the old library there on Clark. And by the time I got up, they were gone.
In the first moments after witnessing his big sister Linda being abducted, it took 9-year-old Ben a few moments to wake up to the reality of what had just happened. But then suddenly, his instincts kicked in, and he knew exactly what he had to do.
I went right across the street, called for help, because he didn't have a phone. And that's when they called the police, and I waited there until they got home. And they came to pick me up, took me back to the house, interrogated me, and of course, I'm frozen with fear because I just saw somebody take my sister, and nobody is, doing anything. You know, they're asking me what happened over and over again. Now tell me your words, what you saw. And of course, I'm 9 years old, telling them what I remember. And then, oh yeah, this happened too. Well, what about, I thought you said this. I'm like, well, I don't know. But that happened. Oh yeah. And then, you know, so I'm remembering things and I'm forgetting things. And it's like, they come to the conclusion that I was covering up for her so she could run away or go to a party or something. And this is all just a big joke to them. You know, they went outside, looked around, didn't find anything. I showed them exactly where I had been pushing in the bushes, and it just didn't occur to them that, you know, I was telling the truth. My mom was on welfare. There was just a debauched situation completely.
Ben still remembers his mom coming home on that tragic night in 1981, and in the middle of unbearable pain, Ben says he watched his mom do something he'd never seen her do before.
Of course, she was scared for her daughter's life. Where is she? That was probably the only time that I ever heard or saw my mom get on her knees and pray.
Linda's family was living on the edge, searching for any sign of hope. Finally, there was a solid clue, but this big break was delivered in the most unexpected way.
The detective that was in charge of that time pulled up to our house. My mom was getting ready to go grocery shopping. As she was getting in the car, he pulled up and walked up to her, had a wad of clothes in his hand, and threw them at my mom. I gave them to her, threw them at her, and said, "Do these look familiar to you?" My mom dropped to her knees.
Linda's family had been holding out hope that somehow she'd be found alive. But after almost 1 year, Linda's remains were identified through dental records, and Linda's family got the news they had been dreading. Crystal Douglas is the founder of Idaho Cold Cases and creator of the Idaho Cold Case Deck. She's familiar with the circumstances surrounding the discovery of Linda's remains.
Well, it's down in Pocatello where it happened. It's on the hill that's beneath Portneuf Hospital. It's where the current Jakers and a gas station and Cafe Toscano sits on the hill there. Some kids were on that hill when they found the upper part of a skull. Pocatello police came out to the hill. They roped it off, of course, and began a search where they found more bones. And within a short amount of time, it was identified to be Linda Smith. And the family, of course, was notified. One thing that's especially poignant to me that I remember the family telling me was that for the longest time, Noreen went out on her porch almost every night and kept her porch light on, just looking up and down the street, looking for Linda. You know, after the family found out Linda was definitely identified, she didn't do that anymore.
Watching his sister be abducted from their home has taken a toll on Ben. And the trauma he's endured, combined with the passing years, has impacted the memories of what happened all those years ago. But there is something that always triggers the pain, and there are some memories that even time can't fade.
Physically, the only thing I can remember are smells. It's the smell of alcohol and sweat, body odor. Those two scents together these days will send me into a PTSD down spiral.
It's been decades since Ben witnessed his big sister Linda getting abducted from their Pocatello, Idaho home. But time has not diminished his love for Linda. Ben is determined to keep Linda's case in the public eye. And he says he knows without a doubt his big sister is still watching out for him.
I had got woken up sometime during the night. I heard my name being called, and I thought it was my mom. Again, her bedroom was not in the house. It was outside the house. I went to the house, and I kept hearing my name being called. I went outside, and I saw her across the street, and I walked up to her. She said that she loved me, but you know, you're not going to see me again. So I walked up to hug her, and I woke up in my bed, crying. And as I got out of bed, I had mud on my feet.
It's not a coincidence that Linda Smith is the Nine of Hearts. Creator Crystal Douglas chose the Nine of Hearts specifically for Linda because Ben was just 9 years old when he watched Linda getting abducted from their home. And Ben and Linda share a loving, eternal bond. If you have any information about the abduction of Linda Smith from Pocatello, Idaho in 1981, please call the hotline at 1-844-TIP-4040.